Did you ever meet her before they went to live with her?
No.
A mother hands her children to a stranger.
What arrangements did you make to support your daughters?
None. She asked for none.
Then complains about getting them back.
How do you get involved with this case?
Because I'm the one who had to come pick her up when this lady kicked her out in the rain when she was pregnant.
If she got pregnant, look to her mother.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 17-year-old Mariah Collins, her mother, Stephanie Marshall, and stepmother, Nico Morgan, are suing the mother of Mariah's former friend, Lorinda Alves, for the return of rent, stolen property, and damages from an illegal eviction.
Order. All rise. Hello.
Now, it's case number 226 on the calendar in the matter of Morgan Marshall Collins versus Alves. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
What's your name?
Stephanie Marshall.
Miss Marshall, are these two young ladies your daughters or stepdaughters?
My daughters.
Your daughters?
Yes.
Did both of these girls go to live with the defendant?
Yes.
When and why?
When was in April?
April of 2014?
Yes. It might have been the end of March, I believe, actually.
And how old are they?
15 and 17.
And why weren't they living with you?
They was, but I was in between places, so...
What do you mean you were in between places?
Moving.
For how long?
For a few months.
You have any other children that you had to send out because you were in the middle of something?
No.
Just these two?
Yes.
Did you know the defendant?
No, my daughter went to school with her daughter.
Did you ever meet her before they went to live with her?
No.
But they went with your consent?
Yes.
Great. Now, this is what your lawsuit says. This nice lady took in your two daughters because they had no place to live because their mother was between places. I don't know what else that means, and I don't want to know what else that means. But you neither met her, according to you, personally, and you said that your two daughters could go to live in her house, and I assume you spoke to her on the phone.
In person.
You spoke to her on the phone in person? I asked you if you ever met her.
I met her the day they went and lived with her, yes.
But not before?
Not before, no.
And when you went there to live with her, what arrangements did you make to support your daughters?
None. She asked for none.
So they lived with her from March until when?
August 2nd.
March, April, May, June, July. She lived with them for 5 months?
Yes. In the last two months.
5 months. And during that five-month period that your two daughters lived with the defendant, how much money, did you give to Miss Alves to support your two daughters? Money. How much?
Myself, none. She had them on a county case.
Zero. You gave her zero.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying is she opened a welfare case for them?
Yes.
Did you ever open up a welfare case for them?
No, Your Honor. I went down there and I have a printout of what I received. Basically, I was
just a second. Tell me what you received from the county for the two girls for the 5 months that they lived with you.
$204 in food stamps, Your Honor. That's it.
Do you have any proof that she received any more than $204 and how many cents?
No cents.
$204. Do you have any proof, look at me, that she received more than $204 to take care of your two daughters for 5 months? Answer is either yes or a no.
She has proof here.
Just answer my question.
Yes.
How much money can you demonstrate to me that the defendant received for your care? Because I assume you weren't working. I assume, right? Yeah. How much money did she receive according to your paper for those 5 months?
It doesn't state how much money she received.
Well, if it doesn't state, that means she says she received $204. Do you have anything to dispute that?
No, I don't.
Great. Now, at the end of 5 months, for whatever reason, she kicked them out, both of them. Now I want you to explain to me what you're suing her for. No, you. They're the children. They're minors.
They're minors.
You're their mother. You, of necessity, had to bring them here and sign, because you're their mother, sign that they could come on and have their case adjudicated. But you're the parent. So you tell me what you are suing her for. Don't speak. How old are you?
I'm 38.
She filed this case. I did not.
I'm the stepmother.
And she's the mother?
Correct.
Well, what do I need her for?
Because exactly I don't have jurisdiction over Mariah.
Why?
Because this is her mother. This is her biological mother. I don't have jurisdiction, so that's why she's here.
How do you get involved with this case?
Because I'm the one who had to come pick her up when this lady kicked her out in the rain when she was pregnant.
Who cares?
I did. That's why I came and picked her up.
So you mean you're suing on behalf of these two people?
I have her now.
Who cares? What do I care? What does she care?
And we're suing because she threw her out and she evicted her wrongly.
Oh,
and took
get
her
over
money.
It.
And she took her
get
money.
Get over it.
She was in her first beginning stages of labor. She had a baby 4 days later.
Listen to me.
And she kicked her out in the
rain. That's a very long labor. And if she got pregnant, look to her mother. Her mother. This is a perfect example of no good deed goes unpunished. No good deed goes unpunished. You want money? I don't know where you get your money from. Are you related to her anyway?
Just through marriage.
Where's her father?
Is in jail.
Great. All sounds wonderful. The only one who sounds as if they are at least marginally together. How many people went to live with her? You and who else?
Just me and my sister.
So two of you went there. Did she throw your sister out too?
Yes.
No.
No.
Just her.
I had spoken to Malia on several occasions before Mariah left, and I told her she was welcome to stay. That the problem was really with Mariah's boyfriend. That's what caused...
You mean the boyfriend, the father of this wonderful miracle that they just had, or was that a different boyfriend?
That's not the father of the baby. This is a boy she met while she was living at my home when she was about 7 months. Six or seven months.
You're doing just fine. So far, you're doing just fine. You're starting to create a life that's 100% wrong. Do you understand that? Hey.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want at all. You're suing her because she told some 17-year-old who got pregnant and who was living in her house, not working. She's spending her money on food, shelter, electricity, gas, got a total of, according to her, undisputed, $204 in 5 months taking care of her, two children, and you're suing her? Are you out of your mind?
She's been getting County A for them ever since they've been in their house.
You're on. Prove it to me. I want to see the amount of money.
But it's not going to tell me the amount.
Well, then if it doesn't tell you, it doesn't tell me.
Your Honor, I have a printout showing exactly what I collected.
You answered my question. She doesn't have any proof that there's anything that's inconsistent with what you testified to. And I don't care, that has nothing to do with you. Do I have to spend another second on this case?
Not really.
Very good. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
How could you just throw out a child that's pregnant?
I did nothing but try to help these children.
When the girl gets her county money, then you turn around and kick her out and take her money?
I didn't have to take care of them for 6 months just to get $300. We all know that it cost way past that just to feed them.
But don't matter, it's over.
I'm happy with Judge Judy's decision. I think she made the right one.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Urnett versus Mitchell. Step forward.
Martha Urnett is suing her former landlord, Constance Mitchell, for the return of her security deposit. Constance claims Martha damaged the apartment.
Ms. Urnett, you were a tenant of Ms. Mitchell's for about 2 years?
2 years, 3 months.
And you were living at that time as a month-to-month tenant?
Yes, ma'am.
Who else were you living with?
My four children.
Did you move into the premises with your four children?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of a premises is it, a house or an apartment?
It's a townhouse, three-bedroom townhouse.
And what was the rent?
$17.50.
A month?
Yes, ma'am.
And there's no indication here that Ms. Urnett didn't pay her rent in a timely fashion, and otherwise it was an unremarkable tenancy, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I believe so.
You moved out when?
June 30th.
And you would pay June's rent?
Yes, ma'am.
And what you're here for is asking the return of your security deposit?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you do a walkthrough with Miss Mitchell the day that you moved out?
No, ma'am. She didn't allow me to.
What do you mean she didn't allow you?
She broke the door. The day of I'm supposed to return the key and have a walkthrough, she broke the lock. The lock was set.
What do you mean she broke the lock?
My husband... He came by because we were moving, so we had parked the car, and she was there in the house already.
On June 30th?
On July 1 to return the keys.
Oh, so you shouldn't have been there on July 1st. You should have had your walk through then on June 30th.
Well, she came in at 5 o'clock when we were moving out.
Is that on the 30th?
On the June 30th.
What happened when she came in on the 30th?
She came in, looked, and then after that, she said she had to meet someone. And, well, we was going to get the rug clean on July 1.
Okay, so you left the rug dirty.
Well, she gave me a dirty rug, ma'am, when we moved in. Just that I was in distress because the neighborhood that I lived in was changing from one bad neighborhood to a good neighborhood where there were better schools for my children.
Good. What about this rug? Is it a wall-to-wall rug or just a roll-up rug?
Well, it's a carpet through the whole house.
Was it in good shape when you moved in?
It was dirty, so.
Okay. Did it have to be cleaned?
Yeah, she said she was going to get it cleaned, but she never got around to it.
I'm talking about when you were there. Were you going to have the carpet cleaned?
Yeah, we cleaned it ourselves, but we was going to have it professionally cleaned because I wanted to keep good graces with.
And you never did that?
She didn't allow me to.
Okay, you never did that. Was there anything else wrong in the apartment?
In the house?
In the town?
To my standards, no.
Did you have the carpet cleaned?
I cleaned the carpet with a Kirby vacuum cleaner.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You did it personally or had somebody do it?
No, I personally did it.
Okay, so there was no cost there?
No. You're talking about prior to her moving in or after?
I'm talking after she moved out.
No, after she moved out, I had it cleaned. Professional cleaner.
Fine. How much did you pay to have it professionally cleaned?
Well, my contractor gave me the work order because I wasn't satisfied with the cleaning. And he paid $150.
He paid $150.
Right. I paid him for the whole contract. He paid
$150. No, $150 is what you paid to have the carpet cleaned. And your security deposit was $850?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That was something that she was supposed to come and fix, but she never did.
I absolutely believe you.
I'm not surprised that you do. I'm not surprised that you do.
I do believe her.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Martha Yurnett says former landlord Constance Mitchell owes for the return of her security deposit. Constance is countersuing for damages to her rental unit.
Okay, now you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is for $5,000 for damage you allege that Ms. Yurnett and her family did to the premises. I would like to see before and after pictures.
I'm not able to provide you with before pictures because I have a crash disk, but I am able to provide you after pictures.
Well, I'll take a look at them. That doesn't actually tell the whole story.
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
I know. I'm not interested in the carpet because the carpet you had cleaned.
Those are after pictures of the carpet being cleaned.
I don't care. I don't know what it looked like before, right?
No, you don't.
And you don't have any proof of when you put this carpeting in?
No, I do not.
Because you didn't put it in right before she moved in because you already told me that you cleaned it yourself before they moved in.
Yes, I did.
So it was old carpeting when they moved in.
Yes.
It wasn't new. So. What I'm supposed to be looking at here.
As you continue to
I'm not looking at any carpet.
Okay. There are more things than carpet that were damaged in the house.
Well, a lot of carpet. And of course, you're the landlord, so you know you're going to have to repaint the whole house anyway before you re-rent it. So you have to. And she's not responsible for that.
Except for a room that I did not, that she changed the painting and she did a collage.
That doesn't matter. You have to repaint the whole house anyway.
Even when a room
after
has been changed in color?
After two
when
and a half
a room
years?
Has color changed?
Yeah.
In a collage?
After 2.5 years, yes, you're going to have to paint it.
I certainly understand why one would paint after 2 years. But my experience in Virginia, in the Virginia landlord.
I don't care what your experience in Virginia is. After 2.5 years of her tenancy, by the way, did you paint right before she moved in?
No. Yes.
Great.
No.
That's what you're going to have to do with your next tenant.
That's not the issue, though.
That's my issue.
That's your issue.
That's my issue.
That's not the issue I'm raising.
Go.
That's my issue.
That's not the issue I'm raising.
Well, all this is nothing. What is this a picture of?
That's the blind I talked about that was broken.
Was the blind broken?
No, ma'am.
Good.
Hearsay.
This looks like a door that's off the hinges. Was there a door off the hinges?
That's supposedly the linen closet. When we moved in, she had priorly the day before moving out. So the day that we're moving in and putting our stuff, She has someone there trying to fix everything that was broken. So the hinges, of course, the nail was about this small. So that was the something that she was supposed to come and fix, but she never did.
You mean this door?
That yes. door right there.
I absolutely believe you.
I'm not surprised that you do.
I'm not
surprised that you do.
I do believe her.
Because you didn't ask me.
I do believe her.
But you haven't asked me.
I'm looking at all of these pictures.
You're
these
looking,
blown
but
up,
you're, not, you're not quizzing me.
I'm Go. Speaking to you.
You're not quizzing
I'm listening to you. I'm telling you that most of these pictures contain carpet. And you paid $150 to clean the carpet, which I'm giving you credit for. That's what you told me. You're not entitled to brand new carpet. She didn't get brand new carpet. And I don't know what the pictures look like when you gave her the carpet because you don't have any.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You can get plaster, the little trowel, I do it all myself. You take out a molly from the wall, you want to paint the wall, which I've done myself in my history. You take a butter knife, and it doesn't cost $75 a hole.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Martha Yurnett says former landlord Constance Mitchell owes for the return of her security deposit. Constance is countersuing for damages to her rental unit.
Keep going.
Yes, I'm supposed to repaint, but I am not supposed to replace holes in the wall. You're not looking at those pictures. You're not looking.
Oh, no, just one second. Show me a picture of a hole. I'm giving all these back to you because most of them are carpet. I want you to show me pictures of the hole in the wall.
Okay. Can you show Judge Judy?
No, all at one time. So okay. Go through
I'm
all of them
show
and just
him
show me.
So he can show you. This is the hole. These are the holes that's coming up, and the wall's broken here. Can you show Judge Judy this hole? Can you show Judge Judy that hole? I only charge her for three holes, and those are the three holes.
These things look as if they've been patched. Who patched them? You did.
Yes, Your Honor.
Stand up, please. There are three holes that look as if they've been patched.
Yes, there.
Would you tell me where they are and when you patched them?
One of those holes were in the oldest boy's bedroom, okay? There are two sliding doors that come out. The sliding doors were off the hinges when we when Martha had moved into the home. The hole was in that wall prior to, okay? When we moved in, there was a hole already in that wall. I actually did the patching.
When?
A week prior to us moving out.
Is this the one you're talking about? Because there are three.
I don't know which one is that one.
John, is it possible that I can take a look at those just?
Yes.
Thanks, ma'am.
Ms. Mitchell, do you have a bill that says someone else patched those three holes?
We patched them and painted them.
No, we're not patched them and painted them. I told you they're not responsible for painting.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, how much was it to patch the three holes?
He charged me $75 a hole. He charged me a total of $225.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Your Honor, I have no idea where these two are at. This one here is in the child's bedroom, which is a patch that I patched over a hole that was in the wall, an existing hole.
But I have to tell you, you didn't do a good patch job.
No, I did.
Yeah, and
actually,
I have to tell you, that's
was,
not in the
I didn't
bedroom.
Get it, I just didn't get a chance to finish it.
I have to tell you,
Your Honor.
I'm speaking. Try not to talk over me. You can get plaster, the little trowel. I do it all myself. I've even done it with a knife when there's a hole. You take out a molly from the wall. You want to paint the wall, which I've done myself in my history. You take a butter knife, and it doesn't cost $75 a hole. Anything else? She gets back $650 of her deposit. Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I have $30,000 in medical bills.
So what you are saying is he hit your car.
Yes.
But that's because you didn't see him. He didn't fall out of the sky.
Judge Judy.
came the day they supposed to have gone, they had not gone.
Thank you, Judge Judy. I love her.
Oh, there were 9 children in the house, teenagers in the house, unsupervised at one time.
She just came unannounced, opened the door, as usual.
4 pictures.
No, your landlord. Don't let them come to your house.